The Lord's sweet presence be with us as we listen to his word for tonight. It's July the 16th, 2015. And just a little background on what happened before I came into prayer tonight. Tonight, in the very sweet presence of the Lord, as I worshiped him and he imparted his longing for me to my heart and the sweet graces that he gives me, he took my hands and placed them over his heart. He does this many times to bring me confidence in his true presence more quickly. I'm always reminded of something he once told me. Place your hands upon my heart, and my love will do the rest. Oh, the pure sweetness of that exchange. Well, I became hungry and went off to make a sandwich. Then I had a longing for some chocolate. We had a cream pie left over from the holiday weekend, and I thought to myself, oh, I really need to be denying myself. Things are so tense right now in the world. But alas, I just couldn't do it. I had a few bites and came to prayer feeling a wee bit condemned, like my prayers would be worthless without that sacrifice of a chocolate cream pie. I mused to myself, whatever happened to those wonderful days when I was so detached from the pleasures of the palate and food? I could fast for 6 days and still take care of my family and duties. Plus, for the sake of vanity, I was wonderfully slender. So this was my state of mind when I came back into prayer. Part of me was hiding behind my failure at self-control, and the other part was eager to be with my Jesus again. He began, do what you can in fasting. Don't come under condemnation for a piece of pie. I know your body's chemistry right now better than you do, and I'm not putting any restraints on you other than to love first. That doesn't mean ignore the posts in the morning. It means pay attention, close attention, to the promptings of my Holy Spirit, and always do what he wants in his order. The devils will use every little thing to cause disillusionment, discouragement, especially in yourself, condemnation, to cause you to be less effective. For instance, when you come under condemnation, you take the bait. The enemy will tell you, no use to pray now, you just blew it, and God won't hear your prayer, like he would have if you'd persevered in fasting. Lies and half-truths. I appreciate your fast offerings, but I also know your limits better than you do. And when the enemy inspires you to go further into a fast offering that you cannot handle with my grace, he will wait for you to fall and then slap you down with condemnation, making you want to abandon prayer, because after all, you failed and they've become worthless. May I say your prayers are never worthless in these situations? Well, they're not. So don't allow the enemy to lie to you. I am so much more concerned about your love for your brother than I am about any fast offering. Many have fooled themselves by taking on extraordinary fasts and yet treating their brother with contempt. Their fasts were worthless. That is nothing but a show of pride in what they can achieve and how spiritual they are, when in fact I never knew them. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. And the other scripture that comes along and goes with this, as he was speaking, was quickened to me, was, for I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't take me in. naked and you didn't clothe me, sick and in prison and you didn't visit me. Do not be full of judgment because others cannot fast as you do. For I have come to find fruit on my tree and found none. I looked for charity, humility, pure motive, and found pride, arrogance, and judgment. See to yourself that you pass by no opportunity to do a kindness to one who is in need. Comfort the destitute, the mourning, the rejected, and you will call to me and I will swiftly manifest at your side. Try this, my brides, my children. See if you do not experience a deep shift in your hearts from a religious spirit to a Jesus spirit. Yes, I said it, a Jesus spirit, meek, humble, serving, slow to anger, always taking care of others. For those who had eyes to see, it was not the spectacular miracles alone that brought conviction. It was my love that would descend from heaven to wash feet and make the sick whole. That was spectacular in nature. God among us. Now I have imparted these gifts to you, but many do not understand their true nature. God among us. And they will know that you are Christians by your love. I'm telling you these things for your own good. Don't be so concerned about prophecy and what will occur next. Be more concerned about tending to me within you and doing as I would do in everyday situations. That is far more important to you in the kingdom right now than the knowledge of the future or what is soon to pass. When you were taken from this earth, it is those things you did in love that will determine your eternity. So you see, in this moment, I'm instructing you on the most important thing you can do in this life. Your love is going to bring conversions. Your love is going to open hearts. Your love is going to bring conviction. Your love is going to disarm. In short, your love is what is preparing the way for me in this moment. Sinners have heard enough fire and brimstone to last them a lifetime. What they have missed about me and why they have not come to me is my love for them. You are my last resort. You are ambassadors of love and mercy. Without you, I can do little. They must have evidence that I, living in people, make them different. What good are the prophetic dreams I send Muslim people if they never see love in action from those who profess to be Christians? But truly, it is the blood of the martyrs, unjustly slain, those whose last words were, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do," that brings searing conviction and a proof of a Jesus spirit. You will see that there was only one group I was harsh with, and it wasn't the prostitutes and tax collectors. They needed to feel my love, not my wrath. So now I give you my mandate. Go out and make disciples of all men. Baptize them in my love, and they will run to be baptized into the kingdom.